At this hour, a funeral cortege bearing the casket of President Gerald Ford will travel from the U.S. Capitol to the National Cathedral, where a funeral service will be held. NPR's Larry Abramson is along the procession route and joins us now. Hello, Larry.
Good morning, Renee.
As I can see, looking at the TV pictures of this bright and sunny day there where you are.
Yeah, it's beautiful and chilly, but yes, it's a very clear, chilly day. Not many people out in the streets. As much of the city actually has been shut down because of this funeral.
Well, it's about to begin, at least the cortege part. What is happening there where you're standing?
Well, there are really small clumps of people gathering to watch the procession right now. There are actually relatively few people, I think, compared to other large funerals like this. For example, the funeral of Ronald Reagan. And I've talked to a few of the people who are gathering to watch the procession. Most of them are too young, really, to have any direct memory of Gerald Ford. But they said that they came out because they wanted to be a part of history. They've been reading about Gerald Ford, getting informed about what he did for this country, and, you know, basically felt that he was a nice guy and they should come out. I know I met one woman who drove down from New Jersey, which is several hours away, to bring her daughter down and have her be a part of this experience.
So people who, interesting, they're seeing it as a bit of history as well.
Exactly. I mean, a funeral, a big official funeral like this doesn't come along that often. So regardless of whether you have any direct memory of the man or like the man, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for the city to be shut down. And, this funeral has gone on for several days. It just doesn't happen very often.
Tell us a little bit about today's funeral.
Well, President Ford's casket is being prepared to leave the Capitol. In fact, I think we saw the hearse that will bear him from the Capitol just arriving at the Capitol. The hearse will take him down Pennsylvania Avenue, and you will not see him being borne on a caisson, as we have in previous funerals, with the riderless horse very dramatically riding behind. The Ford family decided to tone down the procession somewhat. He will simply be borne in a hearse. He'll go up past the White House, again, another symbol of one of the many places where he served in public office, and then up to the massive Washington National Cathedral, where the funeral service is planned. And as you know, there are many dignitaries who are expected to speak and participate there, including the current President Bush and former President Bush, his father, who will read eulogies for former President Ford.
And we know the casket is now being actually moved by the honor guard out from the Capitol and towards the hearse. Thanks very much, Larry.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Renee.
NPR's Larry Abramson along the procession route for President Ford's cortege. The funeral for the 38th president will take place later this morning at the National Cathedral.